And now, time for seafood news.
I am Seafood News Senior Editor Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Erna Berry, Senior Seafood Market Reporter Lauren Castiglione.
And we are in Boston for Seafood Expo North America, and we have a very special guest with us today. Who's joining us today? Keith Singleton, Alaskan Leader Seafoods. Welcome, Keith.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Keith was out really late last night, as you could tell by his voice.
Very busy. Very busy show.
Of course. I mean, you're meeting with people. We're at your booth right now, and there's people coming and going. You're going to have to stop interviewing with us to talk to people. So let's get right into it. The miso marinated black cod sablefish, it was a finalist for the Seafood Excellence Awards here at SENA. Actually, I'm sorry. It was. Yeah.
In Alaska, it was People's Choice Award in Juneau and Seattle, both locations. So we're pretty proud of that.
And when did the product come out?
Well, we made the first recipe about a year and a half ago. Then we came off the stage after winning, and one of our competitors, owns one of the bigger companies, said, "That's really nice stuff." He goes, "Let's see you make it to scale." So we took on that challenge. I flew to Japan, and I met with the company that actually makes the Nobu restaurant of fame of miso black cod. I met with them, and they made us a recipe. Now we ship it in fresh from Nagano, Japan.
Wow, so you guys were going right out in there. You're not taking any chances. You went straight to the source right there.
Yeah,
that's huge. And obviously it's a product you believe in, and it's obviously a product that's good because it has just entered into multiple awards. And like you said, you won in Alaska. So were you surprised? Were you knew you had something special on your hands?
Well, we knew we had something special when we won People's Choice Award. There were 300 people in that room of industry experts, aficionados, if you will, and they all voted. And they actually, one of them said, it wasn't even fair for you to put that in the competition.
So, wow.
So, but we all love, you know, miso black cod. It's a, you know, it's one of those fine dining experiences. It's what we've done by putting the portions in here vacuum sealed with the marinade on it. You just take it home, thaw it out. It's an easy process. Cut her open, put her in a skillet, put it in an oven for baking like Nobu does, and it comes off with a nice caramelized texture. Then you got that flavor, and it's just wicked delicious.
I like that it says that right on the 5 restaurant-sized portions, 21 grams. And what's this? Is this a QR code just for the show?
Yeah, what's amazing is we put the QR code on the front, and that directs you to 3 cooking option videos of air fry, broil and bake, and also a sear and bake. And soon we're going to have a barbecue because barbecue season's coming up, so we're going to have a barbecue version as well.
As young, hardworking mothers, we need all the options we can get.
All the easeability of it. So,
but you're
awesome.
You're really setting everybody up for success. There's no way to mess this up. You could cook it either way.
You cannot mess this up. Mm-hmm. If you mess this up, well, yeah. The other thing is you can invite your friends over. Don't give in that you had it on a pre-marinated product, and you can prepare it. And you know who, if they don't ask, don't tell, right? Yeah, maybe it was your recipe. And you can impress your friends with this one for sure.
Yeah, you don't have to buy anything else when you're getting this.
Yeah. Now I want to talk about the labeling. Black cod, sablefish, you know, so the product is great in that you are helping consumers who may not know how to cook this fish. But also, let's talk about the name, because people say call it sablefish, some people call it black cod. Do you think there needs to be more education on you know, explaining the name behind it?
You know, it is. And then, you know, black cod was the name of it, you know, 100 years ago. I think Woodrow Wilson changed it to sablefish because it really isn't a cod. It's a deep water fish, full major omega-6, omega-3 characteristics, and very oily. It's like a cube of butter swimming around down there. It's in 1,800 feet of water, so it's got to have a lot of oil in order to stay warm. So when they changed it to sablefish, was just, there you go, there's a sample now coming at you. They back in the day, there was connotations on it, and it was a different descriptive name. But black cod seems to be like, everyone knows that's what this fish is, so we've run with it. We also legally put it in as sablefish, so that people understand, so we have no issue with FDA or anyone else. And so we call it that. And even back here on the ingredients, it's also Alaska sablefish.
Yeah.
So we respect Sablefish. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. We just marketing, you know, our brand is miso marinated black cod.
Okay. Now, Lauren's taking a bite.
Answer, sorry.
No, we want the long answers. Let's try to. I don't think you're gonna hear her chew because it looks like it's so buttery.
Because I'm not contributing to the interview because of my voice, I will contribute in this regard.
Chew very loudly for us. Can you hear that chewing?
I can't.
No, that flavor is outstanding.
Yeah.
I think
really.
It's your turn.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. This is what we miss. We miss the watch us eat because that's what Lauren and I love going on the show floor and just eating everything, especially after learning about a product. So hearing you talk about it and then getting to taste it right away. Wow.
There's sometimes when flavor's added that it's a little bit overpowering, but you still get that delicious fish that's in there, and it's not overpowering it, but the...
It's like a little sweet.
Yeah.
Very good. It's caramelization. It's got
yes.
the sugar and the salt mixed, so it's got a really nice aftertaste. You'll notice when you walk away from here, you're going to have an aftertaste that's okay.
Right,
it's
right.
It's okay. You're like, well, I'm taking that with me.
Yeah.
That's the oil
mm-hmm.
in the
yeah.
fish. It's on your tongue. It kind of sticks around a lot.
No, that's really excellent.
So this is skin on.
Yep.
Right.
Yes,
so same thing in the product. You
get
have
that.
The skin
you
on
get
the
that collagen.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
People love the skin. It's
yeah.
the craziest thing.
It's wow.
I've seen them take the skin and they actually put it in an oven on an aluminum foil
uh-huh.
and bake it, and get it crispy,
mm-hmm.
and just. You know, I mean, there's talk about the next thing we could be making.
Right.
It's black cod skins into chips.
Wow. It melts in your mouth.
It does. It does.
And I want to share with you that, you know, someone asked me, wow, you're such an evangelistic person for whatever it is you make out of Alaska Leader. And I believe everything that we make is good for our fishing fleet. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. If it's not good for the fleet, if we can't pay them enough to go fishing, this company doesn't exist. So our whole mantra and our faith is to our fleet and our fishermen. That's where it begins. And having you promote us out into the world helps those guys and those families and those villages, which we contribute to financially as well as employees, you know, internships and employees. So.
And we think that's so important just because, I mean, yeah, you can have a good tasting product, but knowing that the company that you're also supporting is supporting elsewhere is and that's what everybody wants nowadays. Everyone wants to hear that. They want a story. They want to feel good about what they're eating. And you can, like, actually feel good about what you're eating and because of all the health benefits of this
and
fish.
And speaking of feeling good, I feel like it's helping my voice. It is.
It's a miracle.
Did Alaskan Leader Seafoods just cure Lauren Castiglione? Oh my goodness. Everybody eat this black cod, this miso black cod.
So and tonight what's exciting is we're serving it as the main course at the ASME function. Alaska Seafood Marketing Center.
Wow.
They will be Seaport chefs preparing it, just like the Nobu recipe says. So anyone listening, show up at the ASME party tonight and enjoy.
Now, last question for you. Where can people find this product? Is it just going to be at retail, the wholesalers?
Okay, great question. Thank you. I'd love that. Thank you. You know, Sprouts Supermarket's picking it up right now. They're going to have it. That's 400 locations nationally. They already have our basic Sablefish in there now, but they're soon to have the marinated one. Costco Business Centers nationally. You can pick up the whole filet there. And also in Hawaii, all the big Costco stores. Warehouses have it, and it's doing very well in Hawaii. But soon to be, you're going to have to stay tuned because it's going to launch pretty big here pretty soon with one of our largest customers.
That's great. Wow, the excitement.
And we can't disclose that yet, but pay attention. That's right. You got to listen to the ladies because you're going to have the scoop when that happens.
Oh, you heard it. Yeah, we can't wait. Any final words from the Boston Seafood Show floor?
This has been one of the best shows. I've been coming to the show for 35 years. This is absolutely probably the best show we've had.
Because of me and Lauren sitting here with you right now?
You and Lauren bring it. You do every time. And I'm just blessed and grateful to be part of your show. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Keith. Keith, what is this booth? So we're going to try to get this up today so that people can visit.
Yeah, it's 1647. So it's 1600 aisle, booth 47.
All right, and pick up the miso marinated black cod sablefish from Alaskan Leader Seafoods at your local grocer. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.